from Sidney's friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Normi Marasi, Rabbi Nishmas Shmuel ben Ruvein Eitan. We're going to be discussing the Indian of Emuna based on the Torah of Maran Hagaon, the Yaakov Moshe Chalap. It says in the Torah, Vayakasher Yarem Moshe Yadav Agav Yisrael V'chiyadav Shem Moshe Osas Mochama Shoritz Mochama Eloi Melechol Kol Zman Shem Yisrael Mistakum Kapei Malo Mishabim Mislib Mavim Shashamayim Hayu Miskabrim V'lav Hayu Noflim. That it says in the Torah that when Moshe Rabbeinu would lift his hands when the Jewish people were fighting Amalek, the Jewish people would be victorious. Are the hands of Moshe making war? Are the hands of Moshe breaking war? Are they making or breaking? No. It's to tell you that if the Jewish people would look above, look Kapei Malo, and they're mishaber their hearts, tavim shoshamayim, they'd be misgaber. And if not, then they wouldn't be misgaber. They'd fall. And that's a Mishnah, Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Paragimel Mishnah Ches. So, writes Maran Hagaon Zatzal, that there are two aspects to this Mishnah. Number one, that they were mistakel klapei mala. Number two, they looked above, they looked heavenward. Number two, they subordinated their heart, they subjugated their heart to their Father in heaven. What are these two things? So this is explained in the Medrash Tanchuma. Az Yashem Moshe ve'aminu v'Hashem l'fikach zochu liyrash es ha'aretz etamotze b'schar amon Hashem in avar mavinu v'Hashem yarash ha'ilam ha'zav ha'ilam ha'vachin Moshe v'idav v'mun ad bo ha'shemesh v'om ezeh ha'shah l'Hashem tzadikim yavo vo elu ba'alei amon shenem rapischu sh'ar v'yavo goy tzadik shamir amunim Hashar azeh ba'alei amon nechnasim bo shenem ratov l'hodos l'Hashem l'uzam l'shem cha'il l'hag broker chazdech v'munascha b'alelos Maxiv Basreki Simachtoni, Migo Amlon Simchazu, Amuna Sheheminu Abusenu Bolam Hazish Kula Lelos, Halamata Shigdola Munisha Bisharamuna, Amana, Sharsalem Shchina Shambushira Shemar Vayaminu Bashem Oz Yashir Moshe. So the Medrash says that on the Pasuk that the Jewish people sang, they believed, they sang, and therefore they were Zocha to inherit Eretz Yisrael. You find the Schar of Amuna that Avram Avinu was Mamin. He was zochet that he believed in Hashem. He was zochet olam hazin olam haba Moshe Rabbeinu vayedav emunad bo Hashemesh. His hands were faithful until the sun came. He said, and it says, "Zeh Hashar Hashem." This is the gate of Hashem. Tzadikim will go in this gate. Who are they? These are the Baalei Emuna. Because how do you know? Because it says, "Pischu Sharm, open the gates." Who? Vayavo goy tzadik shemar emunim. And a holy nation will come. A righteous nation will come. Who guard the amens? Their shomer emun, faithfulness. These are the Baalei Emuna. They get the gates. Zashar Lashem, Tzadikim Yavovo. These are the Goit Tzadik Shamir Amunim. And this Shar is the Baalei Amunah are Nechnasim Bo. They go into this Shar. It says, Tovados Lashem, Lozam, Lachashem, Rayon, Lahagi Boboker Chazdecha. What does it say afterwards? After you thank Hashem, you praise Him? It says, Ki Simachtani. Who caused us this Simcha? The Amunah that they were Mamin. In this world, that's all night. So great is Amunah that in the Schar of Amunah, the Shechina was shore on them, dwelled on them. And they said Shira, it says, Vayaminu Bashem. They had Amunah and Hashem. And then Oz Yashir, so you see how gvaldik it is to have Schar. So from this we see that being mistakel klapei mala, looking heavenward and subordinating their hearts to Avim Shoshamayim, in other words, Indian of Amunah, of having faith, that's what allowed them to be victorious over Amalek. Omnam. This inyan of being magbir emuna, strengthening your emuna. What's the inyan here? How do you do that? What do you mean? They got really strong in emuna and they want. It's easy to believe, but it's not true. You need to work hard constantly. You need good chinuch to be masig emuna. And you also have to know that despite the fact that it's difficult, you can achieve it. Because people call it emunah. Do you believe? Are you a believer? The person says yes. But it's not true. It's not called emunah. It means that he doesn't believe in other things. Do you believe in God? Yeah. It means that you're not an atheist. It doesn't really mean you believe in God. There are two bechinas in emunah. One is Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yatzitzi Lecha Me'aretz Yisrael. That's positive, believing in Hashem, took us out of Egypt. And the second is Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai, not having other gods. The first is Emunah B'chiyuv, positive Emunah, active Emunah, and the other is Emunah B'shlila, that you don't believe in the idols. So we have to know that emunah b'chiyuv is something that never stops. Ve'in shum zman she'tehi emunah musachet de'af l'rega echad. Ki kamo she'atzmiyut ha'chayim el malei nefsakim, ha'mavit memalei mekomam. It's more ridic. Emunah is something that never stops. And you can never stop thinking about your emunah for one moment, just like life. Let's say life stops for a moment. Death automatically enters. So when you're alive, you're constantly, your heart is breathing, your heart is pumping, and you have a pulse, and all of your bodily functions are working. It stops for a minute or two, goodbye. Goodbye. Same thing with Emunah. Emunah has this Atzmi Yusachayim, Tzadik Manoso Yichye. Person has a Hesach Hadas, Chas V'Shalom, he's dead. Here, I guess he can recover, but it's death. Tzadik Manoso Yichye, Tzadik lives with his emunah. How much psikas emunah is psikas chayim? When the person stops having emunah, he stops having life. We can learn from Bava Basra 75, Rabbi Yechon and Darshan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Avanim Tovus and Margolius. Shem Shloshim HaShloshim Chok B'Am Esrim Esar Al Esrim Om Amidim Shari Yushalayim. He took these big stones 30 by 30, etc. He's going to put them in the gates of Jerusalem, and a Talmud made fun of him. There was a certain Talmud who was Malagleg when he said they're going to bring precious stones and pearls that are 30 by 30 cubits, and he'll hollow out in them a hole of 10 by 20 cubits and set them in the gates of Yerushalayim. So a certain student sneered at him, saying, "Now do we not find precious stones, even of the size of an egg of a dove? And all this we're going to find." And then what happened, Vayter? After a period of time, that student's ship went to sea, where he saw the ministering angels sitting and sewing precious stones and pearls that were 30 by 30, and hollowed out in them were holes of 10 by 10 cubits. He said to the angels, "For whom are these?" They said to him, "In the future, Hashem is going to place them in the gates of Jerusalem." So the student came for Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, "Continue to interpret, my teacher. It's good for you. You know how to interpret. As I saw as you just said." And Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, "Reka, you empty person. If you hadn't seen, you wouldn't have believed. You're mocking the statements of the sages." So Rabbi Yochanan set his eyes upon him, and he made him into a pile of bones. Kach katuv b'Gemara. Maharsha writes in Chiddush HaGadol, the name of Rashi, "Kimeis shekvar nirkav b'saro." He's like a dead person that his bones are already rotted, because v'shayim even b'chayim kriyam meisim. So when a Rasha dies, he's already been dead. This is not a new death. So think about it. First of all, look there in the Maharsha if you want to understand better. But this, we're talking about a dead student. Didn't have emunah, he's dead. But this student was zochet giluim shel malchei hasharis. He could see them, he could speak to them. But if he doesn't have emunah, im nechsar lo emunah b'ma'at, she'e lo emunat chachamim gam dvarim she'e muflagim od min ha'metziut, nefsak lo makor ha'chaim. He's lacking that emunah, he's stopping his life, and he becomes a pile of bones. Ki b'ruchaniyut, you may know a kol ein me'umah. If you don't have everything, you have nothing. That's what the Maharal says in the Siva Emunah. His emunah is 100%, not 98, 96, 94. Complete faithfulness, complete faith. Imagine a husband says to his wife, he says, "Yeah, I'll be faithful," 97% of the time. No. Same thing with the Emunah b'Hashem. Your faith in Hashem has to be 100%. The Talmud lost out on it. He lost his Makor HaChaim. He became a Galavat Samos. Became a pile of bones. If he doesn't have 100% faith, he's not believing. He doesn't have Amshachas HaChaim. It's a high Madrega we're working on over here, Rabbi Yisai. But that's what we want. We want to reach the top. We don't want mediocrity. In such a way that Amun is the Yisod HaChaim Asher Ein Tziur L'Afsakata Af L'Rega. Amun is the foundation of life. It can't stop even for a moment. And since this is so, there's no Pella, there's no wonder that through Amun Yizochet Ashras HaShechina, and to say Shira. Because the Hargasha Shirit, this feeling of song, of poetry, is the highest level of the purpose of life. Returning to life before the sin. Living in Gan Eden. in this world in Olam Hazeh, like when man was created, he was put immediately in Gan Eden. Just by sin, he was expelled. And we want to go back into this Gan Eden. How do you go back into this Gan Eden? Emuna. You have Emuna, you have Ruach HaKodesh, and you have Shira, and then you're already back in the level of Gan Eden. Chazal say, Amar Eish Lakish, Shabbos 119b, Kol Amen B'chol Kocho Poschen Lo, Shari Gan Eden. Person's answer is Amen with all of his Kach, they open from the gates of Gan Eden. What does it mean, B'chol Kocho? It means without any stoppage. That the Emuna is Makefet, Et Kol Yimei Chayav, V'chol Nimei Chayav, every part of everything about this person says Emuna. Then he's Zocha that those Shari Gan Eden that were locked because of sin are now open. And we have to know that the air of this world is contaminated, is polluted with sin. And we can't save ourselves from this pollution unless we put in some air freshener. We have to freshen up the air. And you can't stumble in sin if it's different air, different atmosphere. Because the only hachshala is in this world, in Olam Hazeh. So the whole hope of tzaddikim is that they want to exchange the air. They want some fresh air. How are they going to get some fresh air? You open up the gates of Gan Eden for them. He's mukaf me'avir acher. Different air, different atmosphere than Olam Hazeh. And what avir they have Gan Eden? Kolon amin b'chol kocho. Chol kocho, that his whole life is about emunah. It's everything, and therefore when he says Amen, it just comes out like a hurricane, like a tornado. Whoa, he's so filled with Emunah. And then Posen Lo Shari Gan Eden, he's going to breathe the holy air of Gan Eden, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Kedusha. Now we distinguish in concepts of love and fear that these are two contradictory concepts. When there's fear, then all the feelings of sense of love are dampened. The person is completely in fear. The Milan of Flaw of Am Yisrael, that Am Yisrael remembers Hashem be'Sara, Yancha Hashem be'Yom Tzara. In contrast to other nations, it says Vayikravit Katsefi Kilel B'Makor Be'Elokav, Isaiah 8:21, that when they're hungry, they're suffering, they curse their king, their God. Eino mitzad esor ruschus she'ava. And l'bnei she'chelak Hashem amo, Yaakov chevel nachalasa. And therefore afagav diu lo chazi mazle chazi v'davar tiviyu. Lagish Bitsara Shina. Bizman Shadam Bitsara Shina Maloshan Omeris Klani Miroshi Klani Mizroi. Sanhedrin 46a. So we remember Hashem Beis Tzara. Because Chelek Hashem Amo. Because we are part of Hashem. And even though you don't see it, like the Gemara says, your Mazel knows it. And we feel the Tzara Shechina, Be'ez Tzara, no less than we feel the Tzara of our children. And that's Miplios Kedushasim Shal Yisrael, B'vchinas Chelek Hashem Amo, that we're so together with Hashem, that we feel the Tzara of the Shechina. But if you want that the feeling of love won't be dampened by the fear, you have to strengthen the feeling of love. And then that'll dampen the fear. Usually somebody's so immersed in their fear they're not feeling any love. But that's what Am Yisrael's job is. There's a hakar of chesed to be maki b'chazdu agadol shel Hashem. And for this hakara, we need a high madrega to reach it. To reach this hakara of Hashem's great chesed. and it's not enough to appreciate, to recognize all the chesed Hashem does, but we have to have gratitude. And not only is in the end it's going to be good, but in the past and the present it's also good. We express that Hashem's goodness is a constant goodness, past, present, future. As long as we haven't come to Shura Kar Satov, even if we recognize Hashem's chesed, there's still pachad. Because in a place of chesed, maybe he's not going to get the chesed. Maybe he's not roy for the chesed. When you get to Hakar Satov, and you realize that Hashem does only good, there's no room for pachad. You don't have fear about good. Hodu Hashem ki tov ki lalam chazda. You can't understand the constancy of Hashem's chesed unless we first see Hashem's good. And how you get to ki lo'ilam chazdai? First you say hodu l'Hashem ki tov. First you recognize that Hashem is completely good, and then you see that it's all chesed. He did good, he is doing good, he will do good. So with the pacha that we're supposed to have, there should be a lot of ava, recognizing Hashem's goodness. The nature of somebody who's afraid, he's focused on himself. That's the opposite of midas ahava, that people who love each other are looking at each other. And that's what the Tana says, she's Yisrael mistaklin klapei mala. They had so much emunah until they elevated themselves to a place of hakaras hatov that there was no pachad, and now they could be malei ahava l'Hashem. So now we're fighting against Amalek, and there's pachad. And how do you overcome this pachad? You fill with the love of Hashem, you look heavenward. And that ava overcomes the fear. And we distinguish that there's a ratzon that doesn't have anything to do with the intellect. And there's a ratzon, a will, that has what to do with the intellect. And for this we know that a ratzon that has nothing to do with the intellect precedes the intellect. And the ratzon that has what to do with the intellect comes after the intellect. The first ratzon is because it's without end, without limits. And therefore no seichel can stop it. The second ratzon is limited. Whatever the seichel says. We find that the first ratzon is drawn to others. Binyan Abbas Guf. And to others, to some, Baba's Guf. And to others, Baba's Mammon. Kasher davar barur, shebechol davar nikna, yesh bo midat hakoneh. V'yachas ma'oti b'neim, yesh leida shebikar b'im ha'yichusim min ha'adam hakoneh l'davar nikna, v'yachas rtzono ha'pnim mi ha'na'ale, mikol secher chokhma u'bina. V'zehu yesh lo maneh rotzem atan, ki ha'kinyan hu me'ratzon ha'bilti gvuli. So a person has this ratzon, let's say Abbas Mammon. So there's a relationship between the person and his Mammon. It's a ratzon pnimi. It's above Chachman Bina. So therefore it's beyond whatever he has, 100, he wants 200. It's built gvuli, it's never ending. Ubemet ratzon ze apnimi, hu emunah. שבו רוצים ומאמינים באמונה התאורה ממיתים עצמם. עליה, בשעת השמד אפילו הרקס את המסעני, באמונה אלוהי בשביל זה המעלה, מסכל חוכמה ובינה, אז שהרגשה פנימית מהותית, של אדם אשר כך רוצים, אין שום מניעף של סכל, אשר תוכל למנוע בעד הרצון הפנימי האמוני על הזה, ולא הדברים המעשים הם תלויים בהגדרות, Zemutal v'zeasu v'chai b'hem v'lo shemut b'hem. So this Ratzon HaPnimi really on a deeper level is emunah. That's why we're willing to die for God b'shas hashmad, even not to change our shoelaces if there's a certain goyish way to wear shoelaces. And therefore emunah is higher than sechel, chochma, and bina. It's a much deeper feeling of a person, knowledge of a person. And nothing's going to stop this person from having this emunah, even sechel. His mind's not going to get in the way. Practical things have agdaris. This is mutter, this is aser. Chai b'hem, lo sheyamus b'hem, you have to live. That's in the realm of seichel. But this emunah goes beyond anything sichli. But if you don't use this internal ratzon for its purpose, to strengthen the kedush of emunah, and to desire it without limits, so then you are machlifes haratzonos. Person, instead of having emunah and using his ratzon for that, he goes for other ratzonos that are less pure. And sometimes people will kill themselves over an impure ratzon. And when it comes to emunah, they make limits. Shmo zuna, shmo zuenana. This they like, this they don't like. So therefore comes the tzibur to love Hashem, b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol modecha. To use the unlimited ratzon to love Hashem. For some it's b'chol nafshcha, they love their bodies. Others b'chol modecha, they love their money. And use that for Abbas Hashem. And this way, they'll be able to love something unlimited. And they'll love in a Torah way. Everything should be, I'll be the Gedarim of the Torah. The Ratzon Abilti Gvuli is Abbas Hashem. And then everything else within Torah is a Ratzon Gvuli. That's the right path to go on. So we had this looking heavenwards being meshabit our hearts. And that's the Amunah that we had. And Amunah is 100%. And Amunah is life, and it should never stop for a second. You have to clean the air with Gan Eden here by answering Amen B'chol Kocho. There's Pacha, there's fear, and that's what we had from Amalek. The Jewish people feel the tzar of the Shechina. They can feel the pain of the Shechina. If you want your Ava to be mefig, to dampen the pachad, you have to strengthen the Ava by recognizing Hashem's chesed and being grateful that Hashem always does good for us. And that's why Hodel Hashem Ki Tov, you realize Hashem is completely good, then you understand that Ki Lolam Chazdo. There's a ratzon with seichel, a ratzon without seichel, and the ratzon with seichel should be Abbas Hashem. And don't use that for silly things like money, that you have 100, you want 200. Your love of Hashem should be more than that. It should also not have gvulin. So we should be zochem mitzvah.